Hi, good people. Ever wondered where we would be without music? This is my second episode on Reality Check. So I'll be talking about music. It comprises of a lot of things. Probably it creates a sense of, it's not really, it creates a sense of, not even a sense, it creates personality, per se. It also creates it creates a platform, that gives people, the idea of realizing who they really are, and by so by saying so, I mean music has evolved over centuries or decades, because before an AD, an A domino, also BC before Christ, I think they used to listen to music probably. Because in the Bible, where in the Bible, while they were describing about Jesus and all the characters in the Bible, we tend to see music being practiced like as a form of tradition. Way then, because if you can remember when Jesus turned water into wine, he did that. In the presence of people in a wedding, and in that wedding there were music. You also see David when he was singing for Saul, he used the harp. So music is something that really defines humanity. And once a human sings or writes down lyrics about what they really feel, what they are really going through, it doesn't really mean they are doing so, to get to remove what they are really feeling inside them, but it just to help people out there. In fact, music is an expression of yourself, either positive or negative, and I would like to assume that way back in the Stone Age, that those guys, discovered music. Cause here's my theory. When man created fire, that's my own theory. He used two rocks. He probably knocked them towards each other, or he probably scrubbed them against each other to produce that spark. So with time, I think he realized as he he rubbed the stones against each other, I think it created sound. So from there you can realize that we not only discovered other things, but we discovered music. Another theory is you're seated somewhere, you're just having you're just listening, you're just enjoying the view. Then there are birds chirping around you, there's the wind blowing against your face. We have the tall buildings blocking the wind from going straight. So to me, the different scenarios creates a certain sound. You see, I'd like you to do this experiment. Just go somewhere silent, then you're going to hear buildings being built. We have cars on the road. We have people talking. basically a thousand sounds, but once you concentrate on a few of them, it creates a melody. That's the beauty of music. So to me, music is not only created, by tapping some pads, having some equipment like a guitar, plucking it, drumming, doing the piano. No, music can also be created from our environment. Music can be created from nature. Music is something that, we can't really extinguish. Music is what's around us. In fact, in my own words, I like to put it, music is like air, because you can find music in every corner. You see? So, music is not even, you can't really define, okay, music is music. You can't really term what music is, because you can't really say it's sound. Okay, it's sound, yeah, but in reality it's not really sound. But music is basically what soothes your mind, your soul. You see? And we have a variety of music. We have the rock and roll, we have the soul music, which I really love. We also have R&B, we have hip hop, we have K-pop, we have Afro pop, we have techno, we have reggaeton. We have crunk. We also have the, what is it called? Slow jams. We have the 90s, we have the 80s, all those. So it's something. We have the inspirational, we have the motivational. In fact, motivational has really changed the way we view music, because now they're combining someone. Someone is speaking about, what is really going on in life. Then they accompany the speech with some, inspirational music that really, drives the message into you, and you really can't even get, you really want to listen to what the guy is saying. So music is something that's really important in any human's life. I know most people around my neighborhood. I know people around the globe that are so fond of listening to music. I have a guy who lives in Tokyo. He's a fan of mine. He gives me challenge every time I come up with a new podcast. He lives in Tokyo. He's a mechanical engineer. He works in an airport. He also creates engine for Rolls-Royce, and he tells me, as he cycles from home to work, because he doesn't really like driving to work, so he cycles from home to work. That's like a kilometer away. He likes to listen to, old Japanese inspirational music. In fact, inspirational instrumentals, the drums, the katana, these are the things that he listens to that motivates his day. And as he's working on the engine, he plays some K-pop. I don't know. Yeah, so that's the guy. He's a good guy. He truly is. But anyway, we're not talking about him. All I'm trying to say is, music hits all of us differently, and we can't really judge, well, why someone is listening to rock and roll and why another person listening to gospel music. So it depends with your preferences, because probably when you're listening to rock and roll, it motivates you differently than the person listening to gospel music, and vice versa. So it's really important to understand the quality and the quantity of music in a human's life. In fact, there's sometimes that we as humans really need music to help our bodies, you know, function properly. I know it sound obscene, but is the real is really the reality of it. Most of the time, we really need you know, sounds. We really need people speaking to us. 'Cause as I started, I said, music is not only people singing, it is also people speaking. Because a speech, like the way I'm doing my podcast, that's music to someone, because I'm inspiring someone through my speech. So music is not necessarily, you know, singing, singing while your speech is accompanied with a beat. No, it can also be a plain speech that inspires someone differently. That's how I view it. So sounds, like animal sounds, you know, wind blowing, or is it wind? Or I don't know the perfect word of how of wind, but you know, also rubbing your hand against your lap, it creates a certain sound, you know, whistling, just doing any activity that produces sound, that's really music. Because you get so attached to it that you continue practicing it day in, day out until you perfect it. So to me, it's really important. It's really important for me, you know, to listen to music. No, basically not a day, on a daily basis, but whenever I'm walking around the alley, wherever I'm running, whenever I'm driving. Whenever I'm having friends over, you know, whenever I'm having free time with myself, because in a day I like to have approximately 30 minutes alone just to analyze what I really want with myself. And as I'm doing that, I like to have a slow jam in the background to help me, you know, focus more on what I really want for myself. So to me, music is a type of food that once it's in human, getting it out sometimes is a little bit hard because you get so attached to it that your brain copy paste it, and probably if you listen to it this week, next week you're going to be singing the song without even remembering where you heard it. So that's the most important part of music. But as we're still speaking about music, we have the good music, and also have, you know, the bad music. The good music is the one that really inspires you, the same as the bad music. So the bad music is something that, you know, changes the your ideology around everything that, you know, that's around you. For instance, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and the great African leaders that really fought for freedom for the black people, and also my favorite rapper of all times, Tupac. He was fighting against, you know, vulgar music that makes young adults, you know, think killing other young adults just for the sake of doing it is right. Because hip hop had generated a negative energy in the community where it was okay to kill, and that was that. It was okay to carry a gun, and that was that. It was okay to, you know, act weird, and that was okay. See? Because someone, the people that, you know, sang the song, the people that introduce that cult of a music, because there's no other word that you can use perfectly than saying a cult of a music. They did that because they wanted fame. But on their journey to fame, they changed people's livelihoods, they changed people's responsibility with each other, they changed how people viewed each other, they changed how the society functioned. And now it was okay if you step on my foot, I'll put a bullet in your head. So that's how the society in the 80s and in the 90s and also in 2022. That's how it is, and people are really fighting. I'm also really trying to help people understand that whenever you see someone singing about a negative topic, probably he's doing that because he's trying to get it out of his system through music. Probably he's doing it because he doesn't want anything to do with to do with it. But no, it has become occasionally, it has become a custom, whereby I might sing about, killing another black man because he looked at me weird. I'm doing it because I'm looking for fame, but to my viewers, they're going to get a different opinion of what I'm saying. So they're going to think, oh my God, okay, Mash is singing about killing another black man in public and he's okay and people are loving it. So if someone looks at me weird and I kill them, then that's okay. I don't know if you're really getting it. Music is good. Music will always be good, but there's also the negative and the positive impact it brings to the society and to the world. We've seen positive music doing great. We've seen great legends who are still and will be celebrated for like centuries and decades to come. We have Michael Jackson, the greatest pop star, the king of pop, a legend on his own, a guy that changed how the world viewed war and changed that into something good, brought all nations together, became an ambassador of peace. You see, we have great legends. We have Oliver Mtanduzi, an African icon that changed the world, toured the world, did great concert because of his speech in his native language and the guitar he was so fond of, plucking. And whenever you would hear him pluck the guitar, you would really fall in love with the African culture. I don't know if you really understand it. Miriam Makeba, Brenda Fassie. We have a lot. If I start now, we are going to end this podcast probably in the next 2 weeks. We have great legends, great people, both Americans and Africans, Afro-Americans, Latinos, that have really, really, really changed the music industry. I'm really proud to say it, 'cause for me to become a beat maker, for me to become an instrumentalist, creating my own beats. Now I'm celebrating my 42nd beat, which I just did it 2 weeks ago. It's called "Hold On" by Urpo. I just didn't, wake up one day and decided to do, to become a beat maker and also at the same time a producer. I didn't think for a moment I would be the owner of Mash Casting. I would be a podcaster. I never thought I would, but music inspired me differently. Music inspired me to become who I am today, thanks to a great number of legends that I've been listening to. And at this juncture, I would really love, I know people are really asking me, because people ask me a lot on my social media platforms, who's my favorite female artist. Yeah, probably. People expect me to say Beyonce. My mom always has a name for her. She calls her Beyonce. But Beyonce, yeah, she's good. I listen to her like 100%. She's really talented. But my favorite artist, female artist, would be and she passed. She was the greatest. That would be Whitney Houston. She when I started listening to her, my dad would, just play her song. And I remember it changing the way I thought music was, because my dad is and will be the guy that, loved different types of music. He would play today reggae, Lucky Dube, tomorrow he'd play Whitney Houston, the other day he would play Dolly Parton, the other day he'd play Kenny Rogers, the other time he would play Akon, then he would go there, he would play Jua Kali, he would play who Issa from Kenya. He would also go to Nigeria. He would play P Square. He's that sort of a guy who isn't really delusional about, a specific song. He taught me how to evaluate music differently, and that's why I'm always proud of it. So my female artist, my best female artist of all times, that would be Whitney Houston, without any doubt. Because I also have a discography of her albums where I get to listen to all of them. And if you have time, please go and just listen to a couple of her songs. It would really tell you who Whitney Houston was. It's not just about, Whitney Houston was famous and, that was it. No. These are the people that really changed music. Now we are living with the mainstream music, which is really good. I support it 100% because, people are making money out of it and it is good. Now, music has changed since we have the social platforms. We have the social media, people earning from social media apps and platforms, which is really, really, really good. A positive vibe. I really support it. And to me, I want us all to think positively whenever we are thinking about music, because music might change you. Music might and will change you, definitely. That's 100% guaranteed. But at the same time as as it is changing you, remember it might change the way you're thinking to negativity, and it might also change to positivity. So it's up to you. Choose music wisely, because sometimes it might not be the right thing to do. So, man, that was a long podcast though, but I really enjoy doing such reality checks, because it helps me, pour out my heart to talk about me as a person, me as Bethuel Macharia Iganjo, the BMW, to talk about who I am, to really, speak up and speak out of what's really, really happening around me. So podcast has really helped me a lot, and I'm thankful. And I really appreciate what Anchor has really done for me. Anchor and Spotify, Twitch, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Netflix, Warner Bros. See, all these people, all this platform, all these production companies. And lastly, I would really want to join the Hart Production, Kevin Hart's, production company. I would really love to work with him. I would really love to work with Steve Harvey. I would really love to work with Idris Elba, Dwayne Johnson, on my podcast and, you know, other projects, because I really see myself becoming someone. In fact, this is what I'm promising you guys. I'm going to win an Oscars through my podcast. You better wait for it. My Oscars are going platinum. This is what I see myself doing. That's why I'm so concerned about, you know, the podcast that I'm doing. I'm going to receive an Oscar, and I'm going to be the first person in the world to ever receive a podcast Oscar, a podcast award from the Oscars. So stay tuned, because I believe I see myself receiving it. And I see myself, you know, testifying that I have achieved it. And I'm still going to achieve it. So my goal is, you know, every podcast that I do, I don't really discriminate people. I just speak about the things that are around us, the things that are really affecting us, the things that we really need to change. And to me, I really speak about my personal, you know, well-being, because I think it's really important once you're going through something and you feel you are able to overcome it. It's really good, you know, to talk about it. Not really the thing that really affects you, but, you know, bits, so that someone out there that's going through the same thing might learn that he or she is not alone, that they can really overcome it. So thank you so much for taking your time to listen to my podcast. Thank you for being my number one supporters. For Mash_casting, thank you for, you know, subscribing to my Spotify. Thank you guys. I really, really, really love you guys for everything you've done. And let's keep up. Let's make Mash_casting the number one podcast in the land, as Idris Elba will say it. And pray for me, because I'm headed being the first podcaster to receive an Oscar. Thank you.